Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the VA Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, daily, going into our sixth year now of daily shows each and every day, 7 days a week, 365, some 1,830 plus consecutive day episodes to include today, ubiquitous audience, one and all. Thank you for continuing to pay it forward, supporting us. We do grow exponentially by doing so. My YouTube channel is Grandpa Bill at Bill Holt 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we're heard on most any platform audio wise where you'd hear any podcast show. Like us, subscribe, intermingle at our daily poll questions at the message board. This is where we warm up for our daily events. Today, encompassing a radio show to correlate with my soon-to-be YouTube channel version of going into depth here today after a quick 10-second break momentarily, where we'll continue talking about a recent note, a lot of the heart-brain coherence subjects. Today, posing the question of resolutions versus intentions, as it pertains to, of course, the infamous New Year's resolutions, but resolutions versus your intentions and the dissemination between the two. We'll take a look at that and a couple of other subjects within 30 to 45 minutes here today, right after this 10-second break. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back to jump in just a moment. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so, and let's start right in. Keep calming breath. So, posing the question today, resolutions versus intentions, as in New Year's resolutions, which are real, which are attainable. 9% of people report that they met their resolutions by the following year's end, as at the beginning when they make them. That is right. 91% of people do not meet their New Year's resolutions, usually within the confines of the same day in many cases, the first month, then as you get into the first quarter of the year, and so on and so forth, as it fetters out, and that can go on for decades. How many of your New Year's resolutions have you ever held up to? Only you can answer that. What are the most common ones? I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to try to make more money. Whatever. How are you doing in either of the two or both? Be full of life, love, laughter, opportunity, and magic. For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Rudyard Kipling, 1865-1936. Hack for the day, bubble tea, a drink of Taiwanese origin, may be known for the tapioca balls floating in the bottom, but they're not what gives it its bubble. Rather, the name refers to the drink's original method of preparation, in which its ingredients, tapioca balls, milk, tea, and a sweetener, were actually vigorously shaken, causing the drink to be frothy when served. The drink's Mandarin name, Paomo Hongcha, Paomo Hongcha, is equally bubbly, as Paomo means foam in quotation marks, and Hongcha, Honcha, literally means red tea. So now you can play barista for your friends and steep them into your newfound knowledge. That was my quick mnemonic on my self-inducement of training of Mandarin, sneaking them into these three shows. So expanding upon the pneumatic of Grandpa Bill, interviewing a virtual fictitious non-existent individual for this fictional scenario episode, a high-ranking international virtual guest banker who avows the following set of scenarios that we're going to talk about. In a post-apocalyptic world, creating a fictitious scenario for dissertation in this episode, I query, am I the fool on the hill or sly as a fox or somewhere's in between? WJAB, local station here in Greater Portland, the big jab. So in a post-apocalyptic world, would have zero value if there's nobody around to grow food and produce the goods. People need to live because many are continuing to die off. Are we about to be in a car crash where the brakes are locked up and we're skidding towards impact? There is no point in attempting to attach any geopolitical connections to price movements, is there? This is fiction. However, fiction or nonfiction, it's an independent war. So resolutions versus intentions, chasing dreams or chasing bubbles. The stark statistic of 9% of resolutions failing might make one question the entire concept. Are resolutions just unrealistic bubbles destined to burst? Perhaps. But here's where intentions differ. Intentions are less about grand pronouncements and more about quiet, mindful shifts in direction. They're about planting seeds, not expecting instant fruit. Think of resolutions as fireworks, dazzling, momentarily lighting up the sky, but fleeting intentions are the embers that are left behind, smoldering with potential, waiting to be nurtured in a steady flame. So how do we make our intentions real and attainable? Instead of being healthier, using my quotation marks and fingers, which is very important and key in fiction or in nonfiction, even more so. Aim for walking 30 minutes three times a week. One of our workouts for geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers. Good for all kids from 1 to 92. All subjects, physical workouts, physical health, health care. Start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with drastic changes. Take baby steps towards your goal. Focus on progress, not perfection. Slip-ups happen. Welcome to the human race. Don't let them derail your journey. Celebrate small wins and keep moving forward. Find your why. Connect your intention to something meaningful. When you truly understand your motivation, staying on track becomes easier. Deep calming breath. Now let's turn, after a 10-second break here momentarily, to Grandpa Bill's interview with the high-ranking banker in your post-apocalyptic scenario. Let's take that quick 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll do just that, welcoming our virtual guest for today's fiction depiction of what's around the proverbial corner. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so, and let's continue. So, Mr. Banker, you say, is genocide good or bad for my portfolio? A rather thought-provoking question in a world ravaged by death. Do financial metrics like portfolios even hold any value? My virtual guest, Anonymous, international banker, stating, but sir, in any crisis there are opportunities, resources shift, allegiances change. It's a matter of navigating the chaos. Myself retorting, Aye, navigate we must if we want to play captain of the ship, with all due respect. But on a bed of bones? Consider this, lad. Without farmers to tend the land, engineers to build, and consumers to buy, your precious portfolio becomes little more than a scrap of paper in the wind. The banker, retorting, well, you raise a valid point. Perhaps I've been too focused on numbers and not enough on the very foundation of civilization. Myself interjecting, well, of course, now we have the onset of AI, I call it A1 sauce, artificial intelligence. Where might that go? Indeed, remember, even the sturdiest skyscraper needs a strong foundation. In this new world, that foundation isn't gold or oil, or is it? We'll talk about that a little bit later at the business show. But the people themselves, their resilience, their ingenuity, their ability to rebuild. That's where true value lies. My virtual, fictitious, international banker, anonymously retorting, and under the cloak of an anonymity, retorting, so what you're saying is I should abandon my financial expertise and become a farmer. Grandpa Bill laughing, because that is funny, but maybe perhaps a tad sarcastic, depending on, this is virtual, this is fictitious. So my retort, not necessarily, to the banker. It's time to use your skills differently. Help rebuild infrastructure, create sustainable systems, foster collaboration, think about immediate profit, and towards building a future where your portfolio, and indeed, at the same time, humanity itself can thrive, alive, to survive. The banker, being very reflective, now retorts to me, well, I've never considered it this way. Perhaps there is more to this post-apocalyptic world than just market trends. Myself, precisely. Now, how about we share a cup of dandelion tea brewed from the very weeds pushing through the cracks and discuss some ideas for a more sustainable future? This exchange highlights limitations, or the limitations in quotation marks, of relying solely on traditional metrics in a world fundamentally changed. It's a call to reevaluate priorities, find new purpose, and focus on building a future where both human lives and financial systems can flourish. Just like Grandpa Bill and this virtual guest, fictitious banker, international, we all face choices, chasing fleeting resolutions or nurturing lasting intentions in a world both fragile and at the same time very much full of potential. Let's choose to plant the seeds of hope, build on a foundation of shared humanity, and create a future where everyone, not just portfolios, can thrive, but both can coexist. So the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour, in today's part two of this show, self-incorporating a Maine, M-A-I-N-E, mentor moment, which I expand upon at the business show a little bit later. Ahoy, mates, and welcome back to the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Today on our main Mentor Moments segment, we're diving deep into the realm of heart-brain coherence, a fancy term for the sweet spot where your ticker, pun intended, you know, like a stock exchange ticker in business, but your ticker, as in your heart, multi-definitional English language words, ticker, as in your heart, and your think tank are in perfect harmony. When they are, lots of good things happen. But before we get all sciencey, let's take and ask ourselves some more questions, which I alluded to in a series of recent shows, again, where I do these shows daily. I've asked before, our five senses as human beings, are they our enemies? Hold on. I know what you're thinking. Haven't they served us well all these years? Sight, smell, taste, touch, sound. They are the gateway to the world, right? Well, not the whole wide world, mateys. That's just a sliver, a filter, if you will. And sometimes that filter can be clogged with preconditioning, like decades of it. Worldwide, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, limiting our perception and holding us back from true healing, both in life and in business, for decades. Thus is the New Year's resolutions that usually go out the window, certainly within the confines of the same year, decades and decades and decades over and over, in lots of instances within the first 5 minutes of the New Year's ball when it did de-escalate wherever you saw it do that around the world. So think of it like this. You're sailing through the fog, relying solely on your compass, navigating a ship, using the compass to do so, and the sextant, that's S-E-X-T-A-N-T, a fancy nautical instrument for direction, just because it begins first three letters, S-E-X, please spell out the word as in sextant, T-A-N-T, and please do deduce the meaning of, not getting hung up on S-E-X as the first three letters of the said word. A sextant, when you say the word and know the meaning of it, is a fancy nautical instrument for navigating sea-bearing ships, canoes, steamships, freighters, whatever. Multi-definitional word within the English language. So you'd miss it all, wouldn't you? Only you can answer that question to your own dynamic, demographic, what you are in tune with, to your degree of expertise, lack thereof, somewhere in between. If you care to interchange where you lie, answer the polls, respectively so. It increases fodder for my upcoming guests, new guests on the horizon, topics of discussion when they get here to do so, and eventually have live Q&As to address your issues, your questions, honing into their expertise to try and enrich the shows moving forward. So that's where heart-brain coherence comes in. It's like lifting the fog, nautically speaking, if you will, in this example of my mnemonic, tuning into the subtle signals that your body sends, the whispers of your intuition. It's about connecting with the innate wisdom that the inner compass, nautically speaking, but also the inner compass that your organs are within the human body to direct the neural fiber highway in comparison to the seas of the water that the percentile of our bodies is made up of, navigating the internal seas of the human body for those of us that are of that persuasion on this planet, which is multi visitations of aliens and whatever other infestations are co-inhabiting the planet as we speak, which of course they are. We're not talking about them, nor will we ever. It's counterintuitive to good health, and so are they. So we open the doors, much like we do in my domicile, which I've talked about before. We let all infestation out. There's no kill policy here. There never will be. We open the door and escort the vermin out. Mice, field mice, flies, hornets, wasps, we've had them all. Mosquitoes, common house flies, whatever they may be. And of course, that form of infestation, astute audience, we just show them the door, let them go their merry way. There's plenty of fodder and platforms for them to expel their venom and spew it accordingly. Here, we talk about reduced stress and anxiety, improved immune function, how you can do that by getting your body in tune with itself. So improved immune function, enhanced creativity and problem solving, greater resilience and optimism. So how we tap into the power? Well, there's a whole toolbox of techniques, mateys. We can try meditation and mindful practices, mindfulness practices, anchoring ourselves in the present moment. We do that each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by mediator, and guide Seth Leif Brzezinski. I'm a blessed audience member. I've been there for, I don't know, the 6 months that we've been doing it. Join us. Deep breathing exercises, calming the nervous system and boosting heart rate variability. Things we've talked about at Workouts for Geriatrics, Silver Streakers for years, continuing to do so. Gratitude journaling, focusing on the positive and shifting our mindset. Spending time in nature, reconnecting with the rhythms of the earth. And exploring alternative practices from yoga, tai chi, astrology, numerology, qigong. All subjects that I've talked about for 5.5 years and counting, way beyond that in life, in business, fully retired, long ago and far away, 2 years, did it for years, main mentor moments. So now let's talk business. Heart-brain coherence isn't just for self-improvement. It's a power play in the marketplace also. Leaders who are in tune with their intuition and emotions make better decisions, build stronger relationships, both personally and business-wise, and create more sustainable businesses. Think of it as unlocking your team's hidden potential, fostering a workplace where innovation thrives and collaboration flows like the tide, pun intended. This is about the water that the percentile of the human body is made up of, scientifically proven. So my main M-A-I-N-E mentor moment takeaway, we're not just 5 cents robots, even though we've been conditioned for decades to be. We're a symphony of mind, body, and spirit. Let's tune into the whole orchestra, which I've used as a comparison before, to break through whatever your ceiling is on the 5 senses that continually vortexes 95% of the world populace to continue to vortex in the monkey minds that they do. Main Street USA, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street around the world for the history of the planet, which in many instances that spiral predetermines your future because you consistently go back to the old as opposed to trying to legitimately formulate the new, the fight or flight. Monkey minds. What we all need to do, myself included, I've bridged the gap. I am in the 5%. But you check your egos at the door. I checked mine at the door so many decades ago. We're all apes, but are we all apes? It goes beyond that. Push the limit of the 5 senses as we've known them. That's what this is all about. And you'll be amazed at what happens within you and without you. So, that's it for today. Join me next time. Continue to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help. We're members of many large intuitive groups. You'll be hearing much, much more about many of them as this year fetters out. In-studio guests, in the expertise of all of these subjects that we cover. And the message does resonate in the valley. Everybody, and you, sorry, you're less than truthful with yourself if you say you don't know somebody at this juncture in time that's up against it, pain, suffering of the human persuasion, there's no way you possibly couldn't know somebody at this juncture, be it your neighborhood, your community, someone on your street, a neighbor, a co-worker. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Most assuredly, all wild animals around the world being literally driven out of their environments. Domesticated pets, their people, plants, and this planet. We're at a precipice in time where a lot of really good things can materialize, and I'm still of the fervent belief that they will, but there's going to be some choppy waters with the water theme here today. Along the way, Bette Davis, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And my analogy, The Love Boat, the old sitcom series, let Captain Steubing and whoever was up is the steering the ship, let them commandeer the waters. You stay straight, let Gopher worry about the ripples to the right, and I think it was Barney was the bartender to the left, goofing around a little bit. Let them navigate that ship, but definitely jump on board with the Love Boat team. Self-enrich yourself. Self-appreciate yourself. Learn reflection and learn intentions against reflections. How do they play in your New Year's resolutions? Now it's 5 days deep into the existing New Year at the time of this taping. Bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.